Shukha Mimari. Another single of Korea.
Wait.
Last time, we focused on the Sifu Gimel, 3 points, on the idea of ripping paper white on the sakin, the idea of opening up a letter, and the idea of Kriya Ora Gabe Chovis the Desefto. Not focused on Sifu Dalid and the lead on the cases of Matthias had a pass for them in cases. In Chavis Platzov, quoting Loshne Rambam, that's Mechadishi said over here, that the idea of Kriya and Teifer is sewing and ripping. There's also a toldo calling medabek nioris, gluing things together, sticking things together, and something mafarik nioris, disconnecting them, which is a chiddush. The Achronim grapple with the Rambam get it from, but gluing and disconnecting things are also a toldo on the chelik of this melacha d'oraisa. If so, how far do you take this yisoid over here? So we mentioned last time that one basic chalukim between the idea of boina and seiser versus kriya and teifer, one is the case of building and destroying, one's a case of ripping and sewing. The Pesachim like calling the Minchas Chinuch something that's hard versus something that's soft. Building upon the idea that ripping is something that's soft, and the idea of building and destroying is something that's hard, what happens when you have something that's soft on top of something that's hard? You take a piece of paper and you glue it to a stender. You take a poster and you glue it to the wall. A person has a milk bottle in America now that they have these tabs to it, and you peel off the ring. The thing itself, the cap is hard, and the ring is soft. What malacha are we discussing? Is it boinan seiser? Is it kriya teifer, or is it nothing? It's maaser smoter. So Rav Reuven, I heard him give shir about it a couple of times, and sefer he went a little bit more to be powerful over here. But shir starts off that in 1991 by the Gulf War, they came along and they went to Liashiv and they discussed how in the world to seal off the rooms for Shabbos. Because they were afraid for gas, and people had gas masks, and they would want to seal off the room. So they want to know, can you take plastic, tape, and put it to the door? The Bidashu said, you should not do it that way. Take the plastic and glue it straight to the door. Put something soft on top of something that's hard. Or take scotch tape or masking tape, put it on top of the plastic that's soft to soft, then attaching it to the door. That, to attach it, that's a baya of teifer, and disconnecting it, we have bayav kareya, one soft to soft, when the plastic is attaching to the plastic. The scotch tape is to the plastic. No. So again, it's usually the tape, you have to have it done on Shabbos, because you do it before Shabbos, it bends over. Fine, but that's what he said. He said, if you do it on Shabbos, he said, you put soft on top of hard. Therefore, what you should do is take glue, and glue the plastic straight to the door. That means you take something that's soft on top of something that's hard. Because what could be the problem? Another example he brings down in the Sefer, and he spoke out in Shir, how certain people like putting up Pashkevilim right before Shabbos, so it cannot be taken down until after Shabbos, because you have these things up, and it's bayav of ripping them off these posters on Shabbos. That means, for example, one time before Kilis Bnei Torah, Rav Reuven Shul, right in front of the Shul, Mamash right before Shabbos, they got the guy or some yid to put posters all around the shul against a certain person. So they went to the Rav and asked him, Maisa, is there an issur taking it down? What malach we're discussing? Gets involved, maybe out there, guy is better, but it's something soft on top of something that's hard. Another example he speaks out in the Sefer Orcha Shabbos, it seems that there's a law in this country that when you get medicine from the pharmacy, you have to make sure that the sticker is stuck on to the medicine about what the name of this medicine is, and the person is getting it, why it's getting it for. If it's not stuck on, you cannot give it to the person. So a person in Shabbos is allowed to get medicine. How do you stick on something that's soft and something that's hard? He does want to know, what exactly is the malacha? He says, I can ask a question, every time you have a button, it's hard, you're sewing it to your shirt. So is that hard and something that's soft over here? So he wants to make basically two ways of saying it over. Either the idea of sticking soft to hard, one to another, to be makel, only something that's negated to the toldo shavai. Or, to maybe better lotion, is the idea of a button is now tuffled to this beged over here, the part and parcel. So that is considered part of the thing itself. And lotion's shame of being, the idea of being hard, because the beged was part of the suit over here. Masha Enkein, something that is two separate entities over here, who says, we'll come along to Mavat, one to another, who says there's any issa going on? If you want to answer this, before Shem Mishnah Brewer discussing that a person on Chalamoy can attach the Atzei Chaim to the Rias when you sew it on. The Rias are being sewn onto the Atzei Chaim, it's hard and soft. says, no, that's imelakach, that's part of you, always so on the Iriyah, something that's made that way, like a suit that's made that way, comes part and parcel of the Sefer Torah. Otherwise, what exactly is the malach over here? And Beikir and Shir, again, Sefer is more powerful, but in Shir and Maisi, what's time of, what's the answer? Mabaya, soft and hard, then yes over here. So Maisi, take each one. First, again, to Toif and Korea. The Shmir Shabbos, in the new prince, he writes, Avada, when you attach soft and hard, then so what? Who cares? We have the Atzer Chaim, it's attaching things over here. And therefore, like Medabik Neoris, one to another, same thing on the wall itself, make no difference. It's Toif and Korea. Chashuk HaChemad, Rav Zilberstein has a tshuva about it, says the words are Vada Oida Oivin Issa Toifer. Atzal Shani B'Shalom Zalman says, what's the problem? The Rav Blay says over, it has to be Dafka when it's one min. It's Chiddush, it means it takes a bunch of cases. Something with two separate minim. We never see Toifer only with the same exact thing. Two separate minim at one time, we don't see it that way. Or the way of Israel Orbach, he wants to say over, no one's seeing it being part of the wall. The whole idea of Toifer and Korea is becoming part of something. It's not part of parcel of something. Therefore, they come along, and they want to be Michael. So you have machliks over here, the shikol das pois svara. How to look at teifer and again is in Isser putting a poster on the wall. Those are being Michael, those are being machmer. Niger to boina and seiser. Same thing. Come along chodeshani avad. It's also over here. Come along with real Orbach and Zilberstein. They say I bring a raya wallpaper on the wall. Avad is boina. No, I can tell you wallpaper and wall is not part of boina. Avad is attaching to a house, part of the house. I said a sheni. They come along and say, whether you're attaching paper to a kli, get involved in Binu Sir Bekalim, whether you're attaching it to the wall, they want Taino, two different ways of saying it over. Either way, it's discussed by Boina and Saisa, the Aleph base of Boina and Saisa is making something one. Posted on the wall, no one sees it as being part of the wall. Everyone sees it as being on top of the wall. That means where Ruben says over, the basic idea of Boina has to be part of it. A posted is never part of it. No one sees it that way. That means when you sell a house, you sell the house with the wallpaper. You don't sell the house with the posters on top of the wall. That's not part of the wall. Or the word of Zilberstein, it's not bought, right over here, it's not bought to the wall, it's not chelik of the wall. So it comes along, Maiso, there are as far as Mikan Lakan, and again, Ruben Shir Beke says, what's the Isser? Hagam and Seifi come along and says, Ein Lahater. Don't do that. Zilzal Shabbos, not to go do that. I'm not clear, but Maiso says, not to Mekel. Hagam is not clear what the Isser is. Woman said, people won't understand. I want to know the chilek. They told me, "Watmu l'maisa b'machmer." The way how I see certain swam is my nana ginavah with come along the bnei Avram of Simcha Bon, the new prince. He discusses if so in the gear to the milk cartons, milk in America now, and not cartons. It's a plastic bottle with a plastic cap that you have to peel the ring off. You don't even use it anymore. Okay. Or the Poland water spring. Poland water spring. Fine. They pull it off. So come along the safe of Nehru. He says the thing itself is soft. On something that's hard, it's not Korea. Maybe he says Makapatish. As Makapatish is open only halfway. I says it's a Chiddush Otzim. First of all, get involved with. We mentioned that are there maybe under different understanding of what's Baina and what's Korea, that if you understand one's breaking and one's ripping, this is a mamash case of rip. I mean, what you do with the thing is your mamash ripping, you're not breaking it. So in the Shikol Das, I think it's more nichol to get up Korea. He says, not Korea, soft and hard. Mutter, no problem. That's Korea. The second one, no, it says open and halfway. I think the two reasons. One is I think it's Korea, because it's certainly ripping. Void, certainly for any of the autumn is Korea, certainly the Bayavir, and certainly you have the Maskon of the Urfa Shabbos, the Ein Lahater, either Zilzal Shabbos, or people learn to other cases, and the Vada, I don't understand why a person should be able to do that on Shabbos.
So you can't open
the I would tell a person not to open it on Shabbos. Another point in attaching one thing to another, so if you doubt it, Kamal Mishibur discusses when you have Svarim that are stuck together one with another, pages are stuck together one with another. So Besim, he has three cases over here in the Mishnah Berurah. One, he has a case, you have a berkon, a regular bench in your house. Afterwards, the pages got stuck together, whether with chino, chumas, whatever it is, or somehow got stuck together. He says, in that case, number one, open it. No problem. Number two, in the second case, it got stuck together, chino and chumas, mokma isias. He sends you back the loch we had in Simon Shemem, Sev Gimel, the Bia loch over there, who brings down the Bach Shito, a moicham nasa sakin, the bayam nasa de raiso. And a person cannot open it. Then he has a third case over here when a person has new svarim and was not caught correctly, was not finished yet, That means the way it used to be, sometimes now also, there are lots of sheets, they print both sides, they roll it up, cut it, and they give you together. Sometimes the pages are still tucked together, we're never separated fully. He came along and says, the Meister openly, even Issa de Reisa. Which de Reisa? It says in the Bialocha, you have 2 points. One is Masakamono, Maka Pachish, doing the final hand blow to make it Roy. Second thing he says is that Luchura is a Korea also. Gets involved, Luchura pens Rashi or the Rambam. According to the Rashi, you see Tikkun. Now this is a Korea. According to the Rambam, even you see Tikkun, Psech Beset Savar, still you're over the Issa of Korea. Over the Issa of Korea. That means this is the third time you see the Bialocha get involved with his Mahalach over here, of what's the definition of Korea, the Chiddush says Korea, if you see Tikkun is not Korea Rashi, you come and quote Rashi, this won't be Korea, only Misakim Mono, Makel Patish.
Misakim Mono, Makel Patish is synonymous?
Makel Patish is the way how Chazal say it over, because it's the final hammer blow, but the way a lot of Lewis Paiskim say the words in the terminology, it means the same thing, because that's how Chazal say it over, not that's how we say it over with the Abonon, because that makes more sense. Misakim Mono, you made it clear, you made an object.
Says Rashi, same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, saying the same thing. I'm explaining why it's the same thing. Just weird. They said one terminology, we seem to switch it. Now, sometimes it might mean Drabonon, sometimes it might mean only a Toldo, but it could mean the same thing also. Could be both.
The Rabban says the Sakamona, it's not arguing with Rashi, that's
no. If the Rabban's, I'm not sure which Rabban referring to, Rabban.
Rashi's going to the Shitta there that you have to have a Korea, you have to have Kilkul Yosef.
You have to see Kilkul. And the fact that you're making a book, I see Tikkun, it's not Korea, it's only Makar Pakish. Now, the first case of Mishavua, again, is when a case you have a Sefer that you use for a couple of months, got stuck together, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Got stuck together. Mechaba says sticking together is Teifer. Disconnecting is Korea. Why is it Mutter? It says in Mishavua, according to the Makar Avram, for two separate reasons. One, he says because it's not made for Kiyam. Not made for Kiyam, he sends you to the Locha and Simon Shinya Dal Sivyud by a Dafshal Tanner. When you want to have your children inside and you want to seal up and cement the door to the Tanner, you'll have to break it open, take it out. Not made for Kiyam is Mutter on Shabbos. Again, we are Machmer because it looks like Boina. Here we're not Machmer. Mice is not made for Kiyam, it's Mutter. The Chiddush he took from Boina and Seisr, the case of Kuran Teufer. The second story says, because it happened in Melo Blikavono. Happened by itself, Akavona has no Shivas and Nipul that happened over here. Therefore, there's no Teufer, and male, there's no Korea. Now, in the Mishmur, it's not clarifying, do you need both reasons, or each reason by itself, Lamais is Mutter. So, Pashas read the Mishmur, each one by itself is Mutter. If you look in the Eli Rabo, the Chayadim, the Tila David, they only quote the reason of Shleinas Lakiyim. Look in the Kitzer, the Zichor Teres Moshe, they only write the reason of Shleimus Chavin. So, each one's brought down by the Achorim separately. That seems to be the reading of the Mishmur, and seems to be also the clear reading of the Graz over here. And therefore, each one by itself, Lachor, is no problem. Now, take it a step further, negate a Sefer. Let's say a person has a Sefer, that the insides are made already. That means my printer told me at the beginning of the week, the whole inside of the new Dorma Lactam Anita was made already. And they're putting on the cover, which he said he's finished already by now. But you're putting on the cover, so you already have the whole insides made. Now, to put on the cover, has a process. While putting on the cover, some of the glue falls on the Sefer. So now the insides were made. But now, when it came to be a finished product, it's not made. So how do you look at that? You say it happened later on, it's a finished product, that when you have a bench a couple weeks, months later, Chumash Tchina stuck it together, and therefore to open up, we buy some Mutter. But no, at the end of the day, it was never a complete Sefer. Never at a time, in a moment, you can say, oh, this Sefer is usable as a total Sefer. Do you look at Shlavim, or do you look at the total package? How do you understand the case of the Mishnah Berurah? Come on, the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, Rapozin. He says that at the end of the day, you have to point to a time that's ready to be used. If at the end of the day, after you put on the kricha, the binding of air, it never can show that it's being ready to be used, therefore, when you're opening it, it's makar patish. You create an iser, it's also. He says that Tzorachin, why the Chaim do not point this out. What he said, Tzorachin, the Mishmur does not sound that way. And he ends off in the oris in the back, Mechain Shemati from Moshe Feinstein. I'm not sure what point you heard from Moshe Feinstein. That's Osir or Tzorchi is not master that way in Mishmur or the Paiskim. Not sure which part. But actually, he and the Meister come along to answer it. Oh, so let's read the Mishmur. Mishmur says, if B'shash HaKshiro, then something fell on top of it, he's very clear. Or the way that Chaim Noah says in Shash HaKricho, the Meister says it's not made Lekim, it's Mutter. So the case he's discussing is b'shasha k'richa b'shasha k'shira. He says it. I say, nice, it's water. To come on Lishma Shabbos, he wants to be machmer. He says it must mean what Mishma was saying is he had a sefer that he used for months. After using it for months and years, he gave it over to the binder to rebind it, to correct it, fix it. The most time my father being swarm over, after got used for a while, Baruch Hashem, swarm got used, they had to get it binded. Now in the beginning, that's the kimf the Mishmur says, then I can be makel. But if it's in the original process, the binding came on top of it, and then glue fell on top of it, you want to say that's the case, it's also. I tell Shani, there is a question of Shlomo Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo, and the Shemir Shabbat brings it down, and he says, Mishmur is not machalik. Like you're saying, the steam is a paiskim, no one's ma'ur, no one's machalik. Once the inside of the kishkush is made, it's finished already, who cares what happens afterwards? Shmei Shabbos goes this way, and the steam is a place, can sound like not to be mechalik. Which now leads to a third point. Again, the diapers that went around, I still have some more in my house. Wife wants to know why I'm bringing them to yeshiva for. Fine. So the mice, we have these diapers over here. And again, the diapers, there are really two questions. One we'll discuss starting later today is these tabs about opening and closing it. Is the motor, is the usher, and be full of shlav to get to the tabs. But the question today is, on top, every single one I check to my house is sealed on top. Ayla open on Shabbos, is it Korea, is it Makel Patish? What do they seem to be doing? It seems to be when they, on the machine, goes through the machine, when they cut it over here to make it one long sheet, to cut it, it gets welded right away, either due to the, seems to be from the heat, it welds the plastic the other one to another. So do you say the idea over here that it's cut and therefore it's finished and then the other thing happened is like a case of the krichel that happened afterwards? Depend upon how do you read the Mishnah Berurah over here? Like, well, what is the question? What is the shiloh here? Can you open this on Shabbos or not? Now the moin am of Maisa seems to be mekel. That's clear. Come on, every person I show it to didn't even realize they have kids that they even gets opened. Right? No, unless you learn the sugya, you don't know it's stuck on top. You have changed diapers because, of course, you help out your wife, or your wife helps you out, whatever, it's either way. So it comes out that everyone, no one realizes it. So the question is, how do you look at this thing? So there are three separate questions over here to discuss. One is, what's the mitzias over here? What's the halacha? And how do you look at things that no one's machshiv? What means the mitzias? The question is, what happened? Is it first going down the conveyor belt, they're cutting it? It's cutting it when it's fully opened, so it's fully made. And then do the packaging and they're closing it and putting it together and then it gets sealed. So then you can argue stock the Mishnah Berurah says a finished product that happened afterwards. No shiloh. Or if I carrot, on the one of the videos that we had, it's being made in a long sheet, it's being folded, and then while it's being cut, at the moment it's being sealed. That means never a moment that was a finished product. What exactly is the Mitzvah that's happening? That's one shiloh. So we wrote to Pampers, Lori, team advisor at Pampers, wrote back to us, and she said it's being folded first and then cut. Dr. Lesner, he, through his research over here, because that's what doctors do, they came along and they said, show me pictures that other companies are doing differently. They're doing Fakert. The first over here, they're cutting it, and then they seem to be folding it. You have to know where they're putting the tabs on. So different companies seem to be doing different things over here. That's one question the Mitzias. The second involved, Mitzad Halacha Shaboy, you can argue either way. Even on the Tzad to be Mekel, why? Because it was cut first and then put together, you can say that's only because it was used fully and the glue came later. But here the Maisa, while you're cutting it and you're processing it, the glue came. So maybe over here is a reason to answer it. That means when Berkus comes along and says that we look on the assembly line, it never came to a stage that it was cut, and then it came later on. Because that's when it happens in your house, you already got it. But in the assembly line itself, it never got off the plant, off the line, to being a made product. So Bishlam in your house is made, but on the process of being made, it was never made yet. So you look at the assembly line itself. What do you say? No, Lamaiso, Saif called Saif, over here, it's made over here. And therefore, on the time it was made, it's finished. And it happened later on, it's not miscavened. I don't care about that at all. And then again, involved a third question. If someone did not realize something is there, what's the tzura had to look upon it? You say it takes away the chashivas of the malacha. The Maisha, among the different places can say different things. Berkowitz, when we emailed him, and he says, since at any point of the assembly line, it could be it's that way, it's not clear what's happening over here also. So Yilam Meister says the best thing is to be machman, open up the tabs on top. That means people are coming to open up the tabs, you only open up one side, you have to open up all four sides. He said that your brother-in-law, Yosef Wiener, he passes and tells everyone to open them before Shabbos. Echem Nechavura, Rabbi Kramer, a Berach 10 years ago, he was trying to discuss why the world of dog fighting would want to matter baby wipes. So he wrote a letter to him, and he gave it to his father to give it to Abdovid. Abdovid says, you guys, Mamashu, ask what's mutter, whatever's mutter, you answer. I mean, the Meister, the idea that baby wipes, he wants to say it's also about it's mutter, the idea that everyone seems to open on top, the Meister, even a listener, what's the shell about it's also for. So he didn't get an answer in the letter either way, but he said, well, that's also. Asad Hashani, Chaim Zaydel, Mishra wrote a letter to Reuben with our tainas over here, and he wrote back with the letter, Ein chashash, eshlech adchilot, mishdamish, no problem at all, the kiyuzeh. And look at the Simcha Bonim, and he quotes, Poiskim is manenu, all say it's mutter, and the Felder, and the Shabbos, and the Simcha Bonim, and the Lam Tes Melochus, and the Falk, and the Shavuot Yitzchak, all seem to be makel. Now let's analyze, just to be clear, what to be makel. There are two things here, there's Kureh, there's Makel Patish. Mishad the Sikh of Kureh, the Chos Nashaylo. Why? Either we have the Mishmur that says that something got stuck together because Einim is Chavit, or not made the Kiyum, not the Chaget of Kureya. Here it's Einim is Chavit, it's not made the Kiyum, therefore if it's not Toifer, not Kureya. So Kureya should not really be the issue over here. Aleph. What?
Wasn't
the Kiyum? Because it's made for you to open up.
Eventually.
Right, so it's not made the Kiyum. He's not Mechal, how long this man is. First, if each region stands by itself, and the key may be involved in the Sugya Tefillah Zman. If you want to make the Tefillah Zman on the shelf, fine. If not, fine.
It's on the shelf,
it's not. It's not. So you guys are involved. You're saying it's not mainly key. You're saying it's mainly key. Fine.
But
the gluing on top, they don't care. They just want to press together. The gluing on top is not Kavanah Kiyuzeh. The practicing, we'll be at, had an interview in 1997 with Procter & Gamble. And Procter & Gamble, that's the one who makes, I think, Pampers. If they come along, they explain to him, it's an accepted default of the product. That's what he writes in his English, accepted default. They don't want it, but it doesn't make a difference, so he left it as is. And in essence, they do not want to care for the user. Accepted default. So then get to Korea, it's not Korea beside that. For Oid, you have to analyze according to Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rashi, you see, taken. So according to Rashi, it's not Korea. Only the Rambam sheet, and even that's not Mishkama. So Korea, of course, not Korea. The only shaila is it Makir Patish? So if it's not Makir Patish, you can discuss one question over here. Who is any Miskavik? It's a Psik Ratio. Psik Ratio, part of the question is, what is the Messias that's happening over here? Some machines one way, some machines another way. So you couldn't get involved with, it's a Substik Ratio Lashover. Especially if you want to argue the point, say it's only case throughout Bodin, and the Kuli Alma is Mutter, Substik Ratio Lashover. Even if the Raisa, Mishmul Maisa to be Michael. Fine.
Is it called Shazuri?
We couldn't. We say a different computer.
I'm saying that's it. This company.
You want to say yes? You can't. No. What? We got different responses. People told me again. Depends what machine they're using. Pampers said one way, and we have videos another way. Later. I know it's Eshel Avruy, and even Eshel Avruy, I don't care. Again, on Shabbos, it's not Eshel Avruy. Flies in a box. That's the case of the Mishnah Berurah. Go check the box. Mishnah Berurah is telling you to go check the box.
No, Pampers.
That was Pampers in 2011. The letter was in 2011. 2011, maybe you're right. Now it's not 2011 anymore. I think it's a little bit a year or two later. It's not a year. Again, but every sub. I'm not sure. After your Bialacho. But I still think. No one even realized that Hakam is Nechel Gedem Miskavin. It's like open up the soul bottle the first time. Soul bottle the first time. Is it Miskavin the Psik Ratio or is it Nechel Gedem Kavanah?
I don't know what I'm saying. They know they're doing it
every time. Ken, a soda bottle the first time, do you know you're breaking off the ring?
Yeah.
It's called Miskavin the Psik Ratio? Cut off the chicken's head. Do you know the chicken's dying?
He's talking about the
Miskavin
of the company.
It's like it's not Miskavin.
No,
the company that's not Miskavin. Then I mean the Kiyim. They accept the default, which they don't care about.
Since
that make me be Miskavin? Who's Miskavin? Me? Who cares what they're doing? So, So what? Now there are other swaras if you want the sheets brought down, but I think the main swara why to make al makar patish is that to be makshir something to be an act of miyuchad to makar patish the funnel hammer blow. Let me use an example. Let's say you go to a swarm store, you buy a sefer that's stuck together. You don't want that. See two swarm in front of you, one stuck together, one not stuck together. I assume, come on, everybody, except one guy told me, not the one in the Chaburah, but everyone will buy the safer, and the Maisa is not stuck together. Not only that, I see people checking the safer, see it's not stuck together. It's easy to separate it, so you'd rather not deal with it. Everyone in the Chaburah, and no one told me otherwise, you have two diapers in front of you. One is stuck together, and top one's not. Would you buy one over another? Now one person said they'll buy one over another. No, it makes no difference, except the default that no one cares about. So now, Melech Machshevah, I came along and did a Melech on Shabbos, and Misak, and one of the final hammer blow over here. The whole idea of Akapasha is that this is not the final product. They sell this way, no one cares about it. This is the tzura that no company could make the machine any different over here. They come along and say, oh, this is Misakimono, this is Makapatish. It's very hard to, I think it's certain the Mahus, the Malocho. You can tell me in Shemush, call using it. That's not making something. Creating something that no one cares about is not making something. That's a concern in the definition of how to look at things. What?
Bottle cap
is sensible. No, if I had a choice, I only look at it for security reasons. If I had a choice, I have a cap without a ring or with a ring, I'd get without a ring. Varaya, people like getting the cap Shabbos women very good to use it. So it's, no, I don't take Shabbos. One over. I see the pull I'm doing. Here, no one here knew about it. No one realized it until you showed Taco, wow, really? I checked everyone in my house. I came home, and my wife, what am I checking the diapers for? You checking his diaper? Like, what's happening over here? No one knows it until you see it. How can you tell me that she was a pull I'm doing on Shabbos? He did not explain to us why. This was upset with our trying to ask his fresh wipes. I'm not making choshev.
Now we know about it.
We know about it. Okay, we know about it. That's true. Not choshev. No, you still will not buy one company over another company. It's a symbol to show that you don't care about it. Now, to get to things that are stuck together, we come along and saying you're allowed to separate them when it happened, either with al kavono or not made for kiyum. Let's say when you separate the pages, you know that the pages with connected will not be broken apart there, but part of the thickness of the paper will come with it. That means, so you have two pages stuck together, you're allowed to separate it. Because usually what happens, or you assume will happen, is the two pages get separated. You know the glue that's here, it's good glue, you can rip the thickness of the paper. What's the loch in that case? So Mishlom Zalman and Shemir Shabbos, you want to be machmer, you have the milum tikunim, he comes along and says, no, l'chor it's nichol get up, sikr solosh, and he's mitzat l'hokol, nichol get up, loy nichol. Where's it really to get this question? Come on, always, in every case of a sefer, it's a case of, it's not a psik ratio. You come on, never know. But sometimes people have tissues. They use them, they leave them in the pocket a couple hours later, or next Shabbos, it's still inside the pocket, can't find any other tissues to go use. So what do? You take it out, but you see it's stuck together, you open it. Use it again. That's what you do. What do you do when you're stuck? On that situation, what happens? You know, you get a rip, right? Because usually, so I think most times you don't know. You probably don't know. You don't know if you get the right place, same place or not. Same as Kavanah Psik Ratio. But if you do know, it's a good question to analyze it. Do we have this head to the Mishnah Berurah or not? Yesh lo mikan lekan, yesh lain. Fine. Now, when you have these pages that are stuck together, now, let's say you know it's the Bokum Oisius. The halacha is you can't separate it. Can you, stuck over here in the middle, can you like use a sefer halfway and read the words you need to go see? Well, no, if you use it halfway, what's going to happen? It might come apart. It might be even Issa Moichik. So come along the Urchus Shabbos. He starts clearing maybe to ask you to make up a gezeirah over here. He come along and says, he did. He come along and says, based upon the loch of the simon shenichas sifta zayin, we learned once, the gear, when you have a bench, when one of the legs broke off, once the loch is, you cannot move the bench or the leg, because you might come along to attach one to another. So maybe he says, for that reason, same idea, we should make the same archok over here, and not even open a little bit to use it, because it might separate it. Massive chiddush, maybe he says. Maisa says you're allowed to check and peek, no problem. He says don't make a yon chadushim over here. Pisketshuva says that's the kind of place. Come on this way, there's no problem. That means when it's stuck together, whatever words you need, you let it open a little bit, and sometimes it might separate fully. But it's anyways, kavanah psikration. Maisa should be motor. Another case is what? Yeah, because not miskavanah, and it's not psikration. Not psikration is motor. Now, sometimes people walk, and all of a sudden they feel something going to the shoe, a thumbtack or a nail. Actually, this Shabbos, I was walking, all of a sudden a piece of gum stuck to it. And I, you know, now, can you take these things off? You can take them out. So, to put them on is not miskaven. You take it off, miskaven. You go to your shoe and take the thumbtack. Oh. So, the 2 points. One, the come on the Paiskim of Zobashin and Shmei Shabbos and others, they get involved with two reasons why to make all. They have to also know what Mlach we're discussing. Kareya, Bani Saiser. One that they point out, Mamish Amish Nebura, that is a person had no kavanah to be there, therefore not nichol negeder of you want it, take it off. Of course, not nichol negeder of sakamono. Void Mishmur goes on with the second case and says, a person who has thorns in his beged, can a person take out these thorns from his beged? They might do an act of kriya. He says, since it not be an act of psychracial, he said the maaseh do it bit sinner, the no one should see it. Looked pretty bad over here. But otherwise, the maaseh it's mutter. So a person who takes the gum or the thumbtack or the nail out, maaseh can tie even bend the case of the Mishnah Berurah. In Mishnah Berurah's cases, we take the thorns out. A lot of times, it does happen, an act of kriya. We take the gum off your shoe, it's an act of kriya. We take the nail, thumbtack off, and be no act of kriya. Maybe even not bit sinner. Oh, so you get involved with Klisha Makhdesa, it's a group of Kaimai, it's not comfortable to walk this way. Or it's Graf Shuri in your shoe.
What's the
gum? The Maisa took me a while to get off.
Where's the Kriya?
No, there is no Kriya. I'm saying there is no. So I'm saying it's even better than the Mishnah Berurah. I'm saying it's better than the Mishnah Berurah. That means you don't have to do a mitzvah case, but it's in. I'm pointing out the Mishnah Berurah is a case where you have Mamish thorns, Mamish had your clothing, take it out. Same thing, you have a thumbtack inside your shoe, take it out. Now there is a. What? Because they don't act a kriya, here's no act a kriya. There might be an act of kriya. Instead, do a bit sinner. He says misupik. He says miskav. No, no psik ratio. Now the Issachar can ask this question. You might say do ayde goy. Not clear why. But all this from the go, even the soul can take out the thumbtack from your shoe.
Where do you find a bit sinner?
What?
Where do you ever find a bit
sinner? We'll see. We'll get the loch of teifer. We'll see the loch that the shulchan bring down. The whole idea of tefillah's man and Kurela's man is said do a bit sinner, which is the question: how in the world could you change diapers with a hesia? If they get to see a tefillah. Which is a great question, I'm trying to grapple with. But it's four times by Amor, do it bit sinner. On Tfira. That's going to be today, later on. One last point before we get to the lochas is there's something called a Shvacha Chibur, and the question is Nichol Negeder of Korean Tefer. That means we once discussed the end of spider webs. Disconnecting them from the wall on Shabbos, whether you have a Sugya of Mukso or Noilad, or the Sugya of Seiser, but let's discuss the Sugya of Korea. That means divided the Mishnah Berurah brings down twice the halacha to move spider webs before Shabbos. Simon Reish Nun and Simon Reish Samach Beis, I think. Twice he says, take it rid of it before Shabbos, and the Kav Chaim says, up peace. Well, I see you forgot, or you saw them on Shabbos, can you go to the string and touch it? Again, it's the Sugya of Korea, not the Sugya of Mukso. Since the Mishnah Zalman brought down the Shabbos Shabbos Kilchosoi, since when you touch it, Negia Kala, it breaks apart, that's not Korea. Something that's so shvach, the connection, is not Nichol Neged of Korea. It's just Mamish is connected, very shvach. Doesn't say Mitzal Sugar Psychic Tolish, maybe that's Svob Psychic Tolish, but it's a shvach connection. Say it feels from Moshe says, where did he get that Svob from? But the Shvob Shlomo Zalman is, that's not Toif and Korea, we did not really do anything. Doing this, we spoke out last week, when we did the six mlochs of Arigo, they gave it a case of cotton balls. We discussed numerous malachas of ripping apart cotton balls. One of them we discussed was Korea. Shlomo Zalman said, it's had a secret of Korea. That's very shvacha connection. Rip apart comes very easily apart over here. But she took it more than everyone understands the case of a spider web, to even to cotton balls. Then they want to be machped for other reasons, but the Maisa says, Korea, why is it Korea? Doing this, the Swarm discussed when you get a new safer, they call it Rishrash. You hear the crackling sound. So maybe it's being pressed together in the packaging and they're being slightly connected over here, especially when you have the red on the colors on the side, they're being a drop connected. So come along the Chodeshani and Rafalk and others say, that's such a chiba kal over here, that you're not getting involved in the Sugya Korean Teifer, there is a drop of a connection. But that's not Teifer and Korea, that's not Nichol and Melocho. Doing with this, come along the Nishma Shabbat says, you want to know you can open up diapers on top? It's the same idea. It's a chiba kal. No one sees it that way. Again, it's a question how far I take the side. The side is MS. But how do you take it to cotton balls? Do you take it to a case of diapers? But he said, no one sees it. The idea is, this is a chiba kal. They don't even actually rip anything apart. Nishmas Shabbos. He writes that it's poshut him, it's mutter. A guy wants to ask his phone by krichel. This is vada's mutter. He writes poshut. You can get involved with. that sometimes people, at least when I was younger, people give them the shirts to the cleaners and make sure it starched very well, and they want the pocket to be sealed. So can you open the pocket on Shabbos? So people like having it closed. I'm not sure what the style is today is, but it used to be it was a little son of Benoit Chavir, guys go over to other people's pockets and like rip it open. It's fine. Those children or adults act like that. But the question is that nichol negedah of a, they want starch, they're doing it, but gavono, they won't give me a special the company to have it sealed. So what the company doing during the week, no problem, is that's taifer. When you open that, is that korea? Well, no, you say that is example of a chibur chalosh, not worse than the case of cotton or spider webs. And the vatik's be able to open on Shabbos. Or you can argue the point, the guy wants it there, maybe there is a mila to it. I didn't see this form discussed it, but stop claiming can't come. Negate opening packages on Shabbos. So first, you have to realize we're discussing six separate melachos deraisa. We have one melacha of baino. According to the Chaznish, we have the idea of a gufatum, a sealed package, and therefore opening it is creating the package. He calls it the melacha baino. We have the other Paiskim will say that every package already is a kli, and when you open it, he's destroying it, nechel geder of seisr. We have a third idea of makar patish. When you're making a spout over here, you're creating a cap over here, the idea of makar patish. We have a fourth issa deraisa of when you rip the bags, maybe it's nechel geder of kreya. You have a fifth issa deraisa of machatech, something cut that size, we'll learn next week. And you have a sixth melacha deraisa of when you have asias or pictures on a bag, of erasing something over here. That means you have to realize when you're opening bags on Shabbos, you're dealing with a shelo, comes up six separate of the lamed test melachos over here. Therefore, if you read any and every single sefer in regard to opening bags and packages on Shabbos, they all start off with the same exact klal. Open before Shabbos. That means Shmir Shabbos Kolchotzei has a perek test about it. Klal Aleph, Sif Aleph, open before Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos, the Archer Shabbos and Perek Yubayz. First rule, open before Shabbos. The Simcha Bonim, Rav Ribiyat, Rav Falk, every Sefer, open before Shabbos. The Nishma Shabbos, 150 years ago, he says, anyone that opens things before Shabbos, Nichol Neged of Peshaya, Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Shabbos, time of the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa, I've learned, if it's stopping Machma people, that they can't use it on Shabbos, then they remember to open before Shabbos. We start being lax about it, and everything's b'diavad, and then they also, like Reuben said, everyone has a click in the head, a lot of people have a click in the head, and he's mutter b'diavad, we do like hatchilo, so then people somehow always forget before Shabbos. So if you stop being machmer for a couple of weeks, you start remembering before Shabbos. Tell your kids you can't have soda on the Shabbos, you can't make a hole on top, 3 weeks later they start remembering every Shabbos to open the soda before Shabbos. So it might be kedai to be machmer a couple of weeks, and to grain into you, we open things before Shabbos. Now the Rosh HaMekilim is b'ikir, Rav Moshe and the Shlomo Zalman. You have to realize that Moshe, when he has 10 anafim, discussing why it's mutter to open up tuna fish cans and bags of sugar, those are two main cases over here, why it's mutter, he ends off Lemaisa Ein Lahater. And he's the Rosh HaMekilah, Lemaisa Ein Lahater. Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, he is the Mekel in the Shmir Shabbos. He has all these swords, why to be Mekel. So in Shulchan Shlomo, he said, Lemaisa, you should open up things before Shabbos. Why we have a sefter kara by Shabbos? He said the sefter stumim hain. It's very awesome. The Rishonim did not feel to explain it. The numis shut him upon it, and therefore he says avada open up things before Shabbos. He said the fact that people are being machmir mitzad oisius. He says that's the least of your issues. But everyone knows oisius tzurim. We learn the story of Mike oisius semeshin beis shemem sif gimel the mod ripping oisius. We had numerous reasons why to make all. Yet everyone's machmir oisius. So Mazalman says, I'm the one who's Rosh HaMekilim. The ECS are your least of your issues. Anything else you have a problem. He's telling you to open things before Shabbos. And therefore, B'chaim Knievti, Agami says, Vada Chanish says, Mokum HaShchos, so destroying it, getting things out is mutter. Maisa, we in our house open up everything before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, even not Derech HaShchos. B'chaim says, no Kri Machma over here. Rav Shtomach says, Mikhail Sotar Mekos, so Vada, we open up things before Shabbos. So Maisa, the Gdolim say, and every Sefer says, we open up things before Shabbos. Now, B'diavad. Now, what are you going to do, B'diavad? So again, let's go through a quick sikkum of the six melachas over here. We have a melacha of Boino. What is the terim for Boino? We came out with the sugya. We have two main terim. Either it's a kli cotton, you have the ghetto of Mustaki, or we have the idea of Chaislis. It's a clip over here. However, even in that, you have to be careful not to have miskaven to make a Pesach. The get to say to what came out, the same to a Tarim. If it's a Kli Kotun, you ever had to Mustaki. The get to Sigil of Chesel, a Klipa also applies over here. The third Malacha Makar Patish, what comes out, if it's made to take things out to make a Pesach, Lemaisis also. You have to understand what the word Makar Patish means. When you open up a bag of chips, and now I can take the tail chips out, is that Makar Patish? Come on, the Swarm say no. That's called ruining the bag. It might be a ticking to get that chips out. But it's not the bag, it's not good for the bag. The thing itself is a chasarin. So the idea of Makar Patish is when there's a ticket in the bag. You're making a spout in the bag. There's a mila created in the bag. When the bag itself has zero mila, the mila is for you to get out, you the gavra, you might be very choshu, but there's no Makar Patish in the bag over here. That's called kilk in the bag. That's not nichol geta of Makar Patish. The fourth malach of Kuveya, we come out, but we have three aterim. Either the idea of psikas tolish, the second heter of chesel is a case of a klipo, and third heter of kuveya or gabay chavis, the tsefta. The geta to the fifth malach of mechatech, cutting things to a set size, the main machlis we'll get to next week, is when you cut things to a set size, you're very machbid, it's also. But you're machbid because it's convenient for you, it's very easy for you. For example, you have a soda can. You're very machbid to open the top area to drink from it. Why is Machbid open there and not somewhere else on the top? Or a different way on top? Because that's the easiest way to go do it. To do the other place, you'll have to get a screwdriver or a plier or something. So if you're Machbid because of the situation that you're in, that makes things easier for you. The word of Shlomo Zalman Tshuva is Yoyse Noyachloi. Is Yoyse Noyachloi Mechatech or not? He tines and he holds soda cans of mice on Shabbos and Mutter. I.e., very Machbid is convenient. Convenience that you're Machbid for is not Nichol Geda Mechatech. Numerous boys can disagree. That's a heter mechatech. The idea on the get to moichik, echnami, there must be machmen, make sure not psik ratio, trip oisius. If you rip the bag and end up ripping oisius by accident, that's not psik ratio, my sense motor. Now, usually in the Chabura, and Klai Yisrael tries to follow the mahalach of the Mishnebrua, how to apply it practically. We pointed out last time to follow the Mishnebrua and to get to the Sugya of Korea, ripping packages, it's kamat not possible. No real clear mahalach of the Mishnebrua. We have a Tesefta says Kure or Agabe Chavis is Mutter. Brought down by the Shmua Simon Shinya Dalas of Kodin Chafei. Why is it Mutter? We mentioned the Ikka 4 Mahalchim last time. One, the Graz, and numerous places can go like the Graz, Tila David, Chaim No, Michas Pasim, and others say, you know why? Because it's Skuf Echod. The Ur is one entity, one plastic tablecloth is no problem. When you're ripping, Kure has to be something that's a bunch of entities together. The Shmua says that snapshot, you cannot go this way, then you shall be against it. That means this would not go that way. A second malach over here, come along the chayotim and the kitzer and the moish goes away, is a kilkul of tzaruch Shabbos. The bialocha in Simon Shin Yod Dalad, the beginning says, loim mitzinu shum shvus, mutl and kilkul of tzaruch Shabbos. The chaznish says the heter of the tesefta is, because you're doing an act of ashchosa to get something out called shimush. Therefore, he says the chaznish, what's mutl even in the case of an envelope? Who disagrees with shvua by the case of an envelope? So not the way. The heter of the Shvisha Shabbos of Shlomo Zalman B'Yashim is a suki of Chaisel. That's after a Agar B'Chovis. It's a case of a Klipo. We spoke out on the suki of Chaisel. So Mishmur understands that of Chaisel is Dafka, something that helps develop it, help ripen it, becomes part and parcel of the thing inside. Tomorrow, I'm being in the special Bifnim. That means at the end of the day, Mishmur does not have a Heter, and therefore that's why we're Kdei Boisin or Shalom Nisim came along and says, you want to open up bags of Shabbos? Yes, like the Bialocha says, the Sir Godul Aide Goy, a Yeshitai Begoy Bederch Remizo. That means basically the whole letter is out the window. The Maisa, as a Stromachul Askomo, the safer of Mr. Kaplan, Mini Kleisel is not like you, Mini Kleisel is to rip. And the reason we pointed out last time why that's so, either you can say, number one, is a Shalom only Drabonon, Machalik the place came in the Drabonon, Kilkul, the episode Drabonon Kula, or you can say, already the Pichonish points out, Mini Kleisel is to rip envelopes and Shabbos. To be ready of a minik, or we can say a third reason that the chayodim, the kitzur, moisho, and numis poiskim, and the pichodesh met the chamsvi. Chamsvi said he was shostically agreed to me that the maisha should be mutter over here. Therefore, what? Yeah, but pichodesh writes that, and then the chamsvi says I met him and I had an at with him, and one was 36 years old, one was 35 years old, and he shostically kept quiet to me. Brought him in the shayit tshuva and simon shin zayin. Brought him in the shayit tshuva and also the shin zayin. I kept quiet. That means that without the Mishabruah, we would have put the Pichodosh to the side. Came along the Mishmur and began the Pichodosh. But again, we mentioned last time even more. The Mishnah says b'semach and mekilim in two different places. Either the Mishnah and the Sefer Midchei Yisrael and Machnei Yisrael, one for the Americans and one for the Russian army, you can argue the same thing. And they come along and say that he quotes he can b'semach on the Chayodim Makilkel Lefarik Shabbos, and he wrote this one before the Mishnah Chelik Gimel, one after the Mishnah Chelik Gimel. The Shaitin and Simon Shinzayin says Makmut Sarek Gadol b'semach anu. The Chamsvi, the Eliyabah, the Maril that says open up a letter al day goy, al day Yisrael is mutter. That means the Mishpura says can be semich on the Mekilim. Again, we have numerous caches. Come on, every sefer says we don't know how to work out the Mishpura. But at the end of the day, Mishpura says Yeshu Milismach or Minik Leisel is semich upon the Mekilim, not like the Mishpura. Therefore, we pointed out that the Geta Bekak Shabbos, where they had 20 years ago, that Bedatz gave us kocha to it, and Nebak gave us kocha to it. They're going to Kerog Abacholis the Meisel's mutter. That means they're not going like the Knei Boisim. Chura, they can argue they're not going like the Mishmur, Yesh Lotim. That means Mnik Klai Sol, started by all the Gdanim except by Knei Boisim, held his mutter. So let's put the Mishmur to the side, and let's go, again, it's very Chosh Mishmur, I'm not clear how to answer it, it's what every Sefer says, we're putting the Mishmur to the side. So what is a Mnik Klai Sol? What is the correct Hanhoga in Shabbos? What to go do in the Ger to opening packages? What should a person do? So we'll go through six Malachim brought down among the Swarm today. Poskim is Manenu. One is, if you start off the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoi, in Sif Aleph he says, open up everything before Shabbos and Perek Tes. In Sif Gimel he starts off, there are the Oisim and the Mekilim. And the whole Perek goes through the Oisim and the Mekilim. The Rosh Mekilim is basically a Moshim Shalom Azaman, a Moshim Mekadin, and the Rosh Oisim is a Chanish Visayosoi. So let's take each one. Moshe, his malach is very simple. He comes out, Negeir to Boina and Seisir. You have a heter of number one, a Mustiki, and number two, the heter of Chaisel. It's a case of a klipa. Negeir to Korea, you want the heter of Mustiki, but he had the heter of a Chaisel, and explains what is a Chaisel. He's very clear. A Chaisel is something like a bag of chips or bag of sugar. Not the small bags, the big bags. You plan to use, you can open it and keep it around for a couple of weeks. But once you finish with the sugar, where do the bag of sugar? The bag you don't use over, you throw in the garbage. That means the Moshe is very clear. You can open up any bag of chips to keep around for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The big bags, no difference. That's a chesel. A chesel is what? It's a klipa. A klipa is what's for the thing inside. And after it's thrown in the garbage, it's a chesel. You have a heter. Cipher, boina, cipher, korea. No problem over here. Void, he says, you have a heter to sefter. Kilkul, tzarek, Shabbos. That means according to him, everything is mutter, except bevad, shlo, yas, zinuk. Don't make a spout. Otherwise, according to Moshe, should be ikka, no problem. Aleph, one on hogo. Shlomo Zalman, he come along when he wrote down how he paskins. He also says everything should be mutter. However, he says when a thing that's closed on top, like a bag of chips, be machbed to open dark in a place where it's glued together. Why? Because they get to study a tefillah today. It's something called tefillah lizman, something that's stuck together lizman. Machlokes among the paskim, we have a heter of kriya lizman or not. Numerous paskim want to be makel. He says therefore, make sure you disconnected. Where it's glued together. He said, however, let's say for Keret, there is no specific area where to open, top or bottom. He said, make sure to open only the Kufa Dover, as the grass. Because the grass says the place stuck together is not the correct area. During the Kufa Dover. That means the Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, but says at a certain time, be Machbid one over another when you open it.
What's the scenario where you're going, like the grass?
Let's say you have a bag of chips that people open both sides. There's no top and no bottom. He says there's no top, no bottom, neither one's made to be opened. Well, that's even a bag of milk. A bag of milk, right, there's a sealed on top, it's glued on top, bag of milk. Mishum Zalman, don't open on that top. Make sure you get the bag. Don't slice it where it's glued together. Because according to the Graz, the bag is where you're allowed to, and what's glued together on top, you're not allowed to. What? We'll get to that. We'll get to the case. First, the each one's rule, and then we'll get to numerous cases.
Why do you say personally the place of the hour?
According to the Graz, the whole letter of Gabichovas, the scepter, is only to where it's Guf Echad. It's glued together, that's Mamish Toldo. It's glued and separated the glue.
Why is that called Guf Echad if it's really two parts of the same thing?
No, that's where the Devik is, which is stuck together. That where the Devik is, it's disconnected, that's the Toldo. That's in the Raisa, one motor. It's the Chiddush of the Graz. Bechoshver. Now, if Shomaz Alma come along, you have to realize, before we have a Bayap, Vatshla Yasa Zinuk, not to make a spout. Yet, Rosh Hashanah, he's the one who holds a lot of open cans on Shabbos. Now, the Klai Yisrael does not open up cans on Shabbos, but my father never did till maybe recently. But otherwise, We don't open up cans on Shabbos. Now, what Vash Leyas is Enoch? So, Shlomo Zalman seems to understand that the idea of the scepter of Kreor Or Gabichovish Shlomo Zinuk is making a Pesach Yafo. Opening a can that's made to thrown out and no one's going to put things back inside the soda can is called a Pesach, a regular Pesach. And therefore, the Orcha Shabbos is Isl B'Yashiv. How in the world do you answer this to scepter? It says it must be that the scepter's case was the Or, they used to put it back again, over and over. But according to Shlomo Zalman, his Ashura, and the Yashiva has it said this way, something that you'll only use one time, is built in to use one time, you won't even have the Isser Vavad Shloyasa Zinuk. You can even make a spat. We'll get the milk bag, right? Exactly, we'll get to that. That's a very important insight. I'll speak out milk bag to Shlomo Zalman. Shloyasa Zinuk is a massive Chiddush he's saying. That's only things that can be, or people do, used over. No one will use a milk pack over, no one will use a can over. That's not Nichon the Get of Shlyasa Zinuk. Pile employee. These are the two Mekilim, Moshe Shlomo Zalman, two Anhogos in Klai Yisrael. The third Anhogo, the Isim, we have a Chaznish. He comes along and says, the Maisa, to be Isik in Shimush, what he calls, take things out, whether by Boina or Korea, Maisa that's water. Maybe only Derech Ashkoso, therefore it's Machmo to do a case of Ashkoso destroying things. That's when it's water, you have to destroy it. And Isik is taking the food out. Now, I'm not clear how you understand the deceptor of Bulvash Liyasa Zinuk. It's Bulvash Liyasa Kli. You have Kavanah to make Kli Yavin Eser. I don't know what the idea of a Zinuk has to do with anything. If you have no Kavanah, if you have any Kavanah that you have, it's also one of a Zinuk, Kavanah of a Kli. Not clear in the words. Yesh Lodin, I looked around and see him explain exactly how it ended off the words of the deceptor. Come on the Chodeshani, a fourth Malach and Kli Yisrael. And he first of all says, Avada go the chaznish, you have to destroy the bag. But he explains, what does destroy the bag mean? Take the bag of chips, and you yank. You do it slowly, he says, then you have the Issa Baida, and we do it, finish it, you have the Issa Slicer. Korea. You Issa the when you open it slowly, it's Baida, and you finish it, Issa of Korea. You have two Issa, and we do it slowly. Now, one's La'at, one's Bavasachas. Now, what is the definition of La'at Bavasachas? I'll let people decide how far that means, because you can say every case is never exactly the same moment unless you really get all over the place. But he comes along and says in the Chaznish you have to destroy it, doing it slowly, which some people told me we do the Chaznish, they do it slowly. Come on the Chodeshani, he says you have two Yisurim. You're cool, your Chumro came along, maybe two Yisurim over here. No, slowly, I had to find slowly. I meant slowly. And they're slowly saying this also. Saying over to you, sir. That's Aleph. Void. He comes along and says, the idea of Kli Atom, a sealed container by tuna fish, came along the Chodeshani, and according to the Chaznish, what malacha when you open up tuna fish cans? What malacha were discussing? So most of them are discussing the idea it is a Kli, and when you open up tuna fish cans, it's a malacha of Saiser. Came along the Chaznish and said, no. It's a Guf Atom, it's a sealed package over there, and opening up tuna fish cans, you're even the Issa Deraisa of Boino. Boino. We spoke out, we learned Boino and Saiser, and he's Mechadish the idea of Boino over here. Now let's take the case of Korea. A goof or tum by tail chips bags. What are we discussing? What malach are we discussing? Is it ripping it, Korea? Or now it's a goof or tum and you're opening it, you're making it clear over here? Is it an act of Boino? Is the idea of goof or tum applied to bags? Come on, Chodeshani says, yeah. Los Hashem Kli, about it, yeah. Come on, Orcha Shabbos, not sure. Come on, Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Chosoy, about it, not. Fine, so if yes, no, maybe. Good accurate. Right. Yeah, he says, I'm saying in the Chaznish, there's no dinner guva to my plastic. No such thing. By tuna fish, that's something solid, strong. By the act to get it to bags, no. No shakas.
As far as because it's not Kli, it's not.
Yeah, that's
Kli.
Nothing. That's, yeah. It's two ways to think of it, but it could be. Vo'oid, come on, Chodeshani, saying a third point. The Sefer says, Kirei Or Gabei Chovis is mutter. What does Or Al Gabei Chovis mean? Basically, when a person, let's say, he has a coffee jar, you open it up the first time, there's a seal there. Taking off that seal, a heat seal, a glue seal, whatever it is, on top of the coffee jar, is that Kirei Or Gabei Chovis? Come on, Chodeshani, says, Or Gabei Chovis means the Or is wrapped around the Chovis. You have a Chovis, and or around it. When you have a mechzeh, a cover that is part of the jar To rip down Shabbos and Vadya even Isser, that's called a mechseh. That's part of the Kli itself. That's not Or Gabi Chavis. Same thing to get a coverage. Same Isser taking off that seal by ketchup. He came along and says, again, Pashas, we learn Or Gabi Chavis, which I'm not sure what means wine over here. Or Gabi Chavis and wine, Myris, what liquid, what's happening here? But Ekshia. He did not go this way, I guess. But I don't think it means that. I think it could mean when you. Kenzine. But he might came along and says, by. No, I don't think it means that. No. But the or around the chavis thing is mortar. Might forget, it's mortar. No. So that'd be another reason why we can argue the point. But there could be maybe it's glued on as kind of part of it. I'm not trying to look at it. Again, Pasha's soft and hard, he did something over here. Especially when you rip the laptop. A lot of people are ripping it, right? You don't really. When you get a jar of coffee, you got the whole top exactly? Or the top of your chumas and chino. Usually what happens, you're ripping it. You're not getting it where it's glued on, mamash. He's not machalki. I don't care. Either way, it's all us, sir. No, it's not shchosik because now you got the coffee out. You get the coffee. You're not destroying the coffee jar. Yeah, according to the story. That means he says, you're on the head of Chalisol, you have a Bayav, Govatom, and you have to destroy the whole thing at one time.
Doesn't hold the head that you're
getting the food out? You have to destroy it. You're not destroying it. Instead, if you destroy the coffee jar, you smash it, you open the top, yes. But otherwise, this is not Or Gabi Chavis, because this is an Or Gabi Chavis. The top is the mixer to cover. That's the fourth Malach. He says the Or has to be Agabi Chavis. A top of the wooden barrel over here. That's the kemto. And you're ripping the ore. I'm not clear where you're ripping. Yeah. You're not ripping. But it sounds like you're ripping the ore to get to the chovis. You're ripping the ore itself. You're ripping the ore from itself. But the case is the ore is not. When it's the mechseh, it's part of the thing itself. I'm a Kaddish Shvi. He asked him three different times the iron shop. He says it. What can I do? Now, those are some of four Mahalchim. A fifth Mahalchim Klal Yisrael, and Hoge is Kamal Rabbi Yashiv, and he says, you have to be very machbid when you open up every bag of chips to make sure that you open it dafka, not on the glued area, on the side, beside the Mahalch of the Graz. Mashenki is involved in the case of a box in the carton, not in the gate of the Graz. A sixth Mahalch, Kamal Rabbi Yashiv, if you want to follow his Mahalch, he Kamal, he has a Tesefto, he has a second Hatter of Chesel, he has the two different Atarim over here, and Mahalch between something that's flimsy and something that's hard. Now, how exactly he did that when Moshe is discussing the case of Chesel, and Chesel he says is tuna fish cans, yet Rabbi Yat says Chesel is only something that's flimsy, not something that's hard. I don't understand how exactly he comes from Moshe and then he seems to have Chesel being a different definition than what Moshe says. Hey, right. Don't sound that way from Zalman's Mekel also. If Sim Rabbanim, he first, before his new Sefer, his first couple is from Shabbos Kitchen, Shabbos Home, Shul Lalocha. He went all with one Mahalach. He starts off, Kreg HaBechovitz. He brings down the Tesefto. He has his four Mahalchim. And he says, the Ikum, I go my Sefer, is like the Chazanish. Therefore, it's Chazanish, you have to destroy everything. You want to open up a free spot on Shabbos, destroy it. Bag of chips, destroy it. Igloos, destroy it. You have to destroy everything. Came along his new Sefer that came out last year. And he says, I now have five Mahalchim in the Tesefto. He adds in one more called the Chayotom. And therefore, he says, now I'm switching Mahalchim, going like the Chayotom. Because the Rafak says, Ikh like the Chayodom, Kilgulichar, Shabbos, the Mice is Mutter, not like the Chazanish over here. And therefore, he switches over Kamad Dol Diperik, some Lakula, some Lakumra. He had different Mahalchim, why he went, and how Imamish he changes different Mamish Halachim, Mikan Lakan, the whole different Surah in his new Sefer. And I guess people using a single bond, which use the new Sefer and not the old Sefer. Darker Shabbos, his Mahalch, very confusing. He has every time different Surahs, Mikan Lakan. Mice, I think by now I mentioned seven Mahalchim and Klal Yisrael. After the Mishnah Berurah, after we're not sure what exactly go do. That means we don't either, it could be a Deraisa, it could be a Rabbanan, it could be its Motor. Numerous form of making Tzufim, they're having different Asharas, different Havanas over here, and therefore, I think it's very clear by now, the correct Hanhoga is open everything before Shabbos. I mean, you have seven Hanhogas in Klal Yisrael, and each one Nishlotan. However, I think there are three cases that Lekulei Alma we can discuss. First, one case Lekulei Alma, can you rip food? Can you take a pepper and rip pepper? Rip food. What a shaila, can you do bainan food? Begabin. How can you eat cheese? We discuss why not let's get a slicer. So we discuss why maybe what's the tzad. But my see making cheese, how can you rip food over here? So Shlomo Zalman says, why? Zabi Aloch and Simon Shni Dal Tzimches discusses why Pesik is Tolish ripping his string is mutter. Because it's not a parsha of Teufer. So when you rip food, it's not a parsha of Teufer. No problem. So fruit roll-ups. Fruit roll-ups, right? Kids wrap around the finger. And they undo it. So it's the parsha of Devek, of sticking together and undoing it. You tell me, Maisa, it is, why not a parsha? You have, it's glue, is it medavik together? It sticks. It's even hard sometimes to get off. It's not shvach, it's thick. Sometimes you can't get it off sometimes.
So taffy, you should say the same
thing. Taffy to what? I'm saying, say any case you want, but say a case that everyone does. So, Rabbi Yat has Arichas in his back of the sefer. What happened to Eichel over here? He wants to get involved. That's not Megabim, we said. Echlami.
It's also Megabim, it sticks.
Right, we said that's Megabim. Right, we're pointing out, we see by food is an Isser. So, yes, maybe it's Taifa also, that's your Shaila. But only Eichel is Mitzam. Chash Megabim. So, Rabbi wants to get involved, definitely get it up, Sigis Tolish. He can bring a clear ayah. They get the Suga Mechatech, next week, Mishmur writes twice. There's no Isser of cutting something to a set size by food. So we see, by mechadik is mutter, by cutting, certainly ripping something, which you can't get involved with. Why that's so? Well, we can point out, where's the heter chesel coming from? Chesel by bain and saisa is by a knot. Chesel by ripping is by an orange. That means you gotta rip the orange to get to the orange. What's the side of a chesel? It's tougher than the thing inside. Just like you gotta crack a nut to get the nut, because no issa bain and saisa nut within the shell. Within, there's no ripping on the shell of an orange, the peel, because it's tough for the food. Well, if the food is issakreya, so how can you rip the orange? Elamai, we see clearly there's no issakrean food. That's one thing, Lukuli Alma. Yes, you're allowed to rip food. And again, it's love to discuss why that's so, but that's only one thing you're allowed to go do. A second thing, ta'asi Lukuli Alma, come to Shemir Shabbat, Kachosar, his first halacha is, or before Shabbos. His second halacha is, that case of Lukuli Alma is also. He says, anything that is Shemish Achoser, purple open and then they use over and over for storage. One example I think is a baal cap you take off and use again and again and again. A vadi, you create something. A vadi, you create something.
What?
No, bag of sugar until you finish the sugar. Once finished, you throw in the garbage. You never put it back again.
That's not called the shimmish.
I don't know.
Tell you with the bottle, once I finish the sugar, I throw it out.
So you can argue, I said, I think. That's why I said, for you, I said, I think so. I knew you'd say that. You can argue, get other cases, whatever case you want. Otherwise, I'm not clear what case Shimon HaKhazer is. But that case, the Kulam should be a problem. Another case, Kulam is motor. They discuss things that are vacuum-packed or pressured together. Gerber's baby bottles, that the Gerber or Snapple drinks, right? You have it pops open. That's a pressure seal. That due to security, you'll see the button down. When you open it, pops up. That, my side, I don't see anyone who asks it. That Lukul Alma, there's no ripping, there's no breaking, there's no mechate, nothing happening over here. That my side is mutter. Fine, now let's get to other cases. Can you rip a bag of bamboo on Shabbos to get out the bamboo, to get the potato chips out, to get the bisley out? Can you get out? So let's be very clear. Let's go through what says in six different forms, Tzeibiz Manazer. Come on, can they buy some? And he says, "I'll be the mishmuah very simple. The sir godel ayide goy or yeshitay bermiza. One malach, but here it's osur. A second malach, come on, rafalk the for Shabbos and the simple bottom leaves the old ones. You want to be machmer? Says you destroy the bag. You have to destroy it, otherwise it's not a chanish. Otherwise you're bayah. You have to destroy it for one shot of destroying it." So again, according to the, if you go with his Malach Chutzan, he says you cut a little bit, you create the bag, and now you destroy it. The two is there.
Others also say this in
the but if you do it, you cut it, can be done in one shot. That's the Chutzan. Shani says laat laat. That is also, that's two is there.
The other
person,
no, you have to
do more
weight.
Each Malach again. Second Malach, you have to destroy the bag. Let me get. A third malach, come along, up here on Moshe, and we have Ribbi, I want to go this way, work with it, no problem. We open it like normal. No difference, everything here in the mice is mutter.
Why?
It's a chaisel. It's a chaisel. So you'll peel the orange any way you want. You'll open the bag any way you want. But Moshe says you want to open the bag of sugar in a couple of weeks, no problem, whatever you want. Kill the Tzarek Shabbos also if you want. Okay, you can argue the Chodesh Shani, you're fine. A fourth malach, come along the Liashim, says, make sure not to open it, Mokma Devek, only open up on the side. A fifth malach, come along the Shlomo Zalman, says, the derek to open the top, only open on top, it's on the Sugya of Tfilah Zman. If it's not the derek, then open the top on the side. A sixth malach, the Chodesh Shani, He says it really depends. If the top maise is able to be opened easily, never lost a shame Pesach, only open on top. However, if it's mamash stuck together well, then you have to destroy the bag. So basically, opening a bag of chips among Klai Yisrael, either number one, Osir, number two, Ashkosin, number three, Mutter, number four, Dafka al-Dai Devek, number five, Dafka not by the Devek, and number six, depends if it lost a shame Pesach or not. Very simple. Take another case over here. A bag of milk. What to go do in the maise? Says if you want to, Sharmik goes come out to say Mahalach. If Sharmik says you cannot open up a bag of milk anyway on Shabbos, Korea, you're even still here. I say, can't you do that? Sarasheni, come on with Dain Weiss and Avos and the Chodeshani, you say, Apir Chaznish, you destroy it. Just make sure you have a bowl underneath, otherwise, your wife won't be too happy. If you destroy the bag, and the milk of Maisa goes underneath. Sarashlishi, come on with Dain Fisher and all the Tiens, Liazar, Vadi Yosef says, open the regular way. It's a chaisel, no problem. Maisa, everything is moot over here. Atzad Uvi, Kamlung, the Yashiv and Ostromach says, the Maisa, you should do a Bishinoi with your mouth. Bishinoi, that's not a problem. Atzad Chamishi, Kamlung, what's the Pshat, what's the Chadnish hold? So the Swarming down the Chadnish two different ways. Kamlung, the Binyan Shabbat says he holds its motor any way, it's all motor. Kamlung, the Chadnish says, it's also going to have to destroy it. In the Chadnish, Machlung, you understand the Chadnish. Atzad Ashishi, Atzad Ashishi, they, Atzad Ashishi, Kamlung, Mishlam, the Zalman, and he says, first of all, make sure not to open up on the devik with glued together, only in the bag. Number two, make sure you don't get the osius. And number three, he says, make sure the hole is very, very small. They cannot put things in. It's only lahitzi, not lahachnis. Very, very small hole. Mor Shabbos of Yadarel let him. What cans? You have no problem with a big hole. And this milk over here, you have to make sure it's very small over here. He says, yeah, because by the case of milk, mice are people who keep around for a couple of days. You can, you finish it at one time. Devo says in Shulchan Shlomo, in yeshiva in a bag, you do it normally. Because yeshiva, they finish it miyad. Or they told me in Gan Negula, someone was telling me yesterday. They all finish it miyad. So Chanami called them, you can open it normally. Mashaik in the house, you should do it. In the case is very, very small over here. So it comes down to Gera to a Chiddush in Shlomo Zalman, Vashli Yassin Zinuk. He's basically saying that even though the Tesefta says it's Osir, it's only Osir of a Shimush HaKhoizer. If it's a Shimush, you use it a couple of days, better not to, better to be Machmer. And miyad Mais is Mutter. Chiddush in Shlomo Zinuk. That means the negate bags, what's your option? Either Osir, Hashchoso, Mutter, Shinoi, Shan Lechaznish, Kodom Shalom Zaman, depends if you use it miyad or not. Six Malchim. Now, I think my goal over here was to confuse the Olam what do practically. I think I got the Olam confused or a little bit what do practically. That means my point over here is open before.
Well,
and the problem is, what happened? Your place switched.
Now it's
take your third. Take your third case over here. Let's go through the cases. I'm pointing out that the point over here is obviously that the sugya that we now learned is very clear. That's not clear, and even the Makilim was saying is not that simple. And there's a reason why Moshe had 10 and off from over here. There's a point over here. And we'll get to what the correct analog is.
You open every 11, every
Yom,
every
10, every
Rosh Hashanah.
Go to
Lezabah. Take a third case. The case of your yogurt, where it has the heat seal on top of it. Can you open up the heat seal on Shabbos? Basically, it's similar to the case of any coffee jar, or any Tchino thing, or any Pringles. Can you open on Shabbos? So again, Kedai Boisim, he has a Truman Chalapes, and he has three separate Yisurim, why it's also, in one side, times also one out neck of Chodosh, one inside the Sugya of Kureya, one inside the Sugya of Asiyas Kli. Therefore, Numa Sarkhonim have to answer all three of his titles over here. The Maisa of Shlomo Zalman says, his words are, Choshlitz Motor, it's even better to be matter than Kor Gabi Chavis. That's not that simple. But this is Vadis Motor. So you take it off, it's made to come off. The Rebbe Yashu says, it's a Mugubah Shachovitz, it's like the lid. Mugubah Shachovitz, and the Chiba, Vadi can take it off. But Bloy says that's Korea. Well, it's, the Halacha Korea has to be something that's soft on soft, hard on hard. Here's two separate minim over here. Two separate minim. Vlad is not nechal get of Korea. Therefore, Rav Vosner and the Shemir Shabbos and the Shmuel and the Archa Shabbos of Kaf, they all say, look, Vlad, it's mutter to take it off. No problem. Yes, the Chodeshani. He says it depends if it's glued on or is it pressed on. If it's pressed on, did not lose a shame kli. If it's glued on, then he said it lost a shame kli and it cannot open on Shabbos. Now, I'm not sure exactly how ours are. Ours are more like glued press in between. I'm not sure what exactly he means, what he wrote, and how to apply it practically. They do this because a lot of people take a straw and they stick it into the yogurt. Can you do that on Shabbos and drink it through the straw? So you can say mamish it's a gula shachavis, case of a chaisel going right through it. It's ma baya. Therefore, whether the kolos halachas or the chodeshani or the rosh shabbos say avada it's mutter. Ashenki the iska felt or the licha shleima halacha shleima or bnei avram they try to let's analyze it. When you put it through, Maisa, they made a ticket to the near. The paper is exactly the right size to what you want, so the mouth that's coming out is only for this drawer, and it's being sealed around this drawer. It doesn't come out for the other areas. You want time, that's a ticket that you're making like a spout in the near. And if they want to answer it.
Your mom don't care if it came out.
So maybe we'll get to other cases. So let's take the two things you just said now. We discussed two points over here about the heat seal on top and the gate to a straw. First, again, to get the heat seal on top, again, an instant coffee or the Pringles box, can you open the knot, take it off? Again, very simple, it's a Shiloh. Shlomo Zalman, the Shitah say, no problem. Or Shabbos Abelski, no problem. No Shiloh. Asad Hashani, the Chodeshani says, what do you mean? It's Orga B'Chovis. It's all on top of Chovis. It's the Mechza, Avadi can't. Rav Shtremach says, the whole heter of Orga B'Chovis, you plan to use the Or back and forth. Here's the Or, you don't plan to use back and forth, take it off, throw it in the garbage. What's in my sense also? What? The negate to the case of a straw. So that's him again. There are three cases of straw. Into yogurt, into your tropit, and into your box drink. Now, beer dover. Some of you might not know what those things are. Yogurt, I think everyone knows. A tropit is, in this country, they have these aluminum or these plastic containers that have a straw come to it, and the whole thing is one material. You want to put the straw through it. This exact area, the straw has a little sharpness at the end, you put it through. In America, they don't have these things. They have something called a box drink. Box drink is basically a cardboard carton, and you have a little silver on top. You want to put a straw through it. Can you do that on Shabbos or not? So let's first take the tropit for the Israelis over here. That's what they have in this country. So Maiso, there are those who taino, you have a baya ma'amish making a Pesach Yofo. It's Pesach Yofa, it's very nice, not too big, not too small, closes around it. And as far as I see, the Bnei Yisrael, most there, if you want, the numbers are on the page 7 verse 3. 7 people being Machmer, 3 being Mekel. Those being Machmer is Obliashim, the Chodeshani, and Chayim, Machzaliyah, Minchas Osher, Minchas Ish. They're all telling you, Maisi making a Kli over here, a Pesach Yofa, a Pesach Noah, he's creating something. Asad Hasheni, from Zalman, throwing it out. That's a chesel. It's garbage. He holds there's no din of zinuk in something you throw out. Again, you have to realize, he has a chiddush. There's no din of zinuk in something you throw out. By canning matter, milking matter, you're throwing this thing out. Or Shabbos seems to go this way for some other reason. Or let's see, they went this way. Maisa, but in the Eretz Yisrael, there are doers, poskim, will want to be machmer, and Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush to be meikel. The negate of back drinks, I also have 7 verse 3, but the other way around. But they're all Americans here discussing, and no one here switched sides. So I think it's the same halacha. That means it'll come out be 10 verse 10. Want to make a halacha shakel literally? Unless you can argue a backstrink is different. Therefore, for example, they bring down the gate a backstrink. The Sefer Bnei Avram says that someone told him he once went over to a Moshe in the camp and asked a Moshe, "Can I open this backstrink on Shabbos?" A Moshe took off the straw, put it inside for him, and gave it to him. Fine. So they have a.
That's so well.
Again, you can argue the point. The different cases. But the Meisel and the Belsky held his motor. Shmuel Kamensky held his motor. And the Simcha Bonim and the Meisel, at least the old Simcha Bonim, held his motor. And Nishma Shabbos, they one matri. That's how Shani Rafak and the Lachash Shlomo says you make your Pesach Nof over here. There, everyone says you create something very nice over here. It's in the silver foil. It's a made the right size over here. Putting it through like the Chopin. So it seems to me to be what. The not halacha shleima is not halacha shleima. Two different people. Halacha shleima. What? So that can involve another question of convenience. According to Shlomo Zalman, convenience is not nichol together. It's better or easier. Actually, I'm not sure. I want that size. I might want to get any place of it. Interesting question. If you want this, here. Good point. After that, we have to get a sugya mechatek. See, that's why yes, why no. We'll get to that also, Bezer Shem. We'll get to it. So, Maisa, again, it comes out to what to go do. So, the Yashiv says, Maisa, we let kids go do it. Because, you know, because it's a big shadow what to go do. For kids, you won't stop making a tropit over here. Otherwise, it's not that simple.
Sometimes it's meant to take off.
It's not hard, it's just convenient.
Now, come on to the place because other cases, the person has a cardboard box, basically a cereal. You have two options of opening it to the case they have over here. One in the case when it's glued together, and one when you have a strip you have to rip off. What to go do? He says in Shmir Shabbos, when he starts with his barak, he says, this should be a machlokes, classic machlokes, chaznish, shom zalman. Kundam shom zalman is close to Kargab, or no problem. Kundam chaznish, you have to destroy it. That's how he goes. And therefore, the Nishma Shabbos, Archa Shabbos, say, open Shabbos, you gotta destroy the box over here. Mamma should destroy it.
Open both sides, go destroy it?
No, you have to destroy it. Has a use. If you open it, let me both sides. Yeah, when you open it, you get caught to the foot of Shani, you have to do it at the same time. You're saying?
Ulai.
Asad Hashani, the Isil Biashiv, and he says, well, that's a Maguva Shachavis. You know, that's getting things out to get inside. Maguva Maisa, that's Mutter, Ainla Chibur. What's the problem opening up over here? Kab wants to be Makel. Another example is called, what to go do is these chokos. My kids seem to get every morning. That we have, they take it, and they bite into it, and they suck out of it. Like a little pesty, except, you know, for bigger people. So the question over here is, can you bite into it and have these chuckles over here? So come on. What? Yeah, yeah. But it's a small milk bag the kids suck on. And it'll come and chuckle slowly. So those one time, your mom is creating a hole over here that you're using to take things out. Therefore, Biashim and the Falk say, the mice, you have a baya. Well, Biashim says, the kids, Yeshim and this one. Tala Shani, come on, Arch Shabbos, and he goes, Malach. It's made to throw out right away. It's Mam Shechaisel. Nothing. My body can do it. No problem over here. Which leads to the case of any igloos and freeze pops. Any freeze pops that you have whether it's the paper on top or whether the plastic ones over here, what to go do? So come on the Chodesh Shani, he's a Machmer, Machmer, Machmer. He says, but this is built in to throw out. It cannot be used over again. Avada, it's motor. Avada, no problem over here. He's an Avada, it's motor. Come on with Simcha Bonham, who said, I'm coming from the Chasnish, which said, the Vada, you have to, at least the old safer, you have to destroy the freeze pop. You have to destroy the wrapper around the ices. You don't destroy it. I said in the old, I just said in the old one. In the new one, he says, I go like a B'yashiv, not to be Michael, to open with your mouth. Now, of course, the B'yashiv, was brought down three different swarms, three different ways. He picked one of them. Yeah, so he switched to one of the B'yashiv in three different swarms. Fine. And he wasn't Michael fully. He still held, you have to open up the igloos with your mouth.
That's
the derech, no? That's the derech. So the derech, you have to switch, right? That's what one of the Yashiv says, one statement says with your mouth, another statement says depends what the derech is. Right, exactly. Now, what's more common, the question is, negate these igloos, they come two together, sometimes side by side, but sometimes more that they come one long thing and the circle in the middle. And you better make sure you got the circle in the middle, each kid gets the exact even size, because otherwise, it's all fine who gets the bigger one. So, cutting in the middle is there by a makatech. So, on now, these freeze pops that have the circle and the break apart, the shlug is called, the shlug, it says on it, open before Shabbos. It says on them right now. Yeah, it says open before Shabbos. Because they held to be chosh, to be machmer, and the big of the place want to be machmer. You have another by a makatech. Sorry? Or you can move over a little bit, but again, it's not what you're buying, so don't cut it. Sorry? By Mechatech? Calling said size. I said more places, probably going to be Machmer. Now, let's say a person has a box and they tape off with the tape. Can you cut off the tape and take it off? To come on to Orka Shabbos, that's Kriya or Gabichovis. No problem. Mamish and Mutter. Come look at a Shani says, or Gabichovis, not Gabichovis, not Gabichovis. Avada Tzalser. So they call the same man Mokim, want to ask and want to matter. I think everyone's getting the point over here. Again, back to the get these milk things that have these tabs to rip off, mentioned before, but again, it comes out that those want Taino, it's not Korea, maybe it's Makar Patish. Don't want to say it is Korea, that means Chodesh Shani asks it, and Rabbi Yad says the Meister person should be Machmer. Once coming out Korea, once coming out Makar Patish. Come along and show them the What's the big deal? Let's take it off over here. Now, just to explain maybe a little bit, that there are different caps that you can peel off. Why, by certain times, by a soda cap, by a Pepsi or Coke, discussing the idea of Boynan Sizer? Yet, by these milk things, when they have the rings, discussing the idea of Korean Typher. What's the difference between a Coke and Pepsi versus the milk? or the Poland spring water. What's the difference? So I think the difference is, when you look very closely at the Coke and Pepsi, it's not attached the whole way around. There are 8 dots around it. And what are you doing by etzem? Is you're breaking off every dot. That's breaking. And when you put it together, it's creating. That's called breaking. That's called seiser. When you have a case over here of a thing that's wrapped around it, what is it doing? The pool, everyone says, is you're ripping. You're peeling it off. Peeling is more an idea of kureya. Therefore, when you want to discuss Hellman's mayonnaise, which one is it? It has also had a thing around it, a blue thing around it. The blue thing you have to pull off. So the mice, if you look at it closely, it's little dots there. So nichlan like what the loch in the gate soda bottles are. The gate to the oil that you buy, that also the yellow thing you have to peel off, is connected fully. So you get the question what we would hold on the spring water. That means I think it looks come on the same thing. If you look closely, what's really happening, one's breaking and one's ripping.
So you have to check each company.
Could be. According to one Havana, you can argue, say, they're both Bayan and Saiser, you can argue they're both Grand Taifer. You can argue. That's the question of what Malacha we're discussing over here. So again, that's Bekak Shabbos. And without Kneb Baisim, again, Kedem wine bottles, you have plastic on top of it.
Yeah, the plastic. That you,
again, without Kneb Baisim, about this water, not Shiloh.
There's the white ones, and then there's the water, and there's a ring around it.
Either. One has a plastic ring attached to it?
You don't think it's all plastic.
It's a string. Again, without the Kanei Boisman about this water. Again, Meshavu Yishlanda, but again, the mini Kleisel, again, the whole idea of Kak Shabbos, the Gevash Kalka 20 years ago, come on, everybody again, was Mamash this case. She's saying, with the plastic, to rip it off. That's Or Gabi Chavis. That's Or Agabe Chavis. Any way you want, it's Or Agabe Chavis. That is the words, Or Agabe Chavis. That's Or, rip the Or Agabe Chavis. Maisel. By now, I think it's very clear that everything is not clear. And even, again, let's take the Rosh Hashanah, Kilmuz, and Moshe, after the Ten Anafim, he ends off, L'maisa Ein Lahater, Bnei Torah Mu'otim, Koshkim is Manazer, Adol Paretz. And therefore he says, not to rip and not to break anything. People say, I, Kovid V'Oinig Shabbos, says the Moshe, 100% right. Kovid V'Oinig Shabbos is what? To Machmin Chil Shabbos, Zeh Kodol Shabbos Yisig Godol. Yes, cover eating Shabbos, be machmin cover Shabbos, and be not to open up anything on Shabbos. He says, aye, but let's say it's a Torah Kodol, and he says what a Torah Kodol is. The Torah Kodol is either a chasna, or you have orchim mitzah busho, not Torah Kodol because you want it. Okay, it's very clear. A chasna, he writes in the suin, doesn't even write shei brachos. He writes in the suin, or the case of orchim mitzah sugya busho, then what do you do? Ali de goy. We have a bialoch over here. Ali de goy, right? So bialoch is that Torah Kodol. He says, and if not that, you can't find a goy. Then if you tam chochom, I know the sugya, you do a bitsino. I mean, you have to know the sugya well, the paskin. That's tam, you know. Then echnami bitsino, no one sees what you're doing, then you can do it. Otherwise, maisa ain't lahatur. Fine, the nahoga of the maisa is the correct nahoga is open things before Shabbos. The maisa of the nahoga is on small things, and seems to open up things on Shabbos. I know that. Fine, Bez Hashem will be mapshit the sugya of Pefer. Well, yeah, I remember the next year.